Welcome back to Film Music Fridays, episode 21. It's that time of the year, only a few more days to Halloween, so we're going to take a look at Halloween from 1978, the original, directed by John Carpenter, written by John Carpenter, and music composed by John Carpenter. One of the few triple threats in film history. We're going to take a look at a couple of scenes today that kind of focus in on the use of material to foreshadow the villainous Michael Myers.
Look where?
Behind the bush.
The first scene we're going to take a look at today features Jamie Lee Curtis's famous character, Laurie, in school seeing Michael Myers standing across the street for the first time. Let's take a listen to what John Carpenter did with this scene, the foreboding piano, not quite the main tune yet, but ultimately still frightening. Let's take a look.
No matter what course of action Collins took, he was destined to his own fate. His own day of reckoning with himself. The idea is that destiny is a very real, concrete thing that every person has to deal with. How does Samuel's view of fate differ from that of Costain's, Laurie?
Ma'am?
Answer the question.
Costain wrote that fate was somehow related only to religion.
As you just heard there, primarily the use of piano in that cue, an instrument of choice that John Carpenter uses throughout the film to create this simplistic sense of fright and horror. And keep in mind that this movie was made in 1978, and so many of us over the years now have become accustomed to this loud, smash, banging type of approach in so many horror films, oftentimes forgetting the psychological effect that very simple, foreboding music can have. Let's have a look at this second scene. The use of piano once again is the primary instrument of choice in this cue. Synthetic motor rhythms in the background on this one. But here we have the motive that we've all come to adore and be frightened of, composed by John Carpenter. Now this motive we hear over and over in the film, and it helps us to give a sense of foreboding qualities to either Michael Myers physically being on screen, the idea of him being there even though he might not be there for us to see. It's a wonderful motive that has made so many of us frightened over the years. So let's see what the triple threat John Carpenter did here in this scene. Have a happy Halloween, and we'll see you next time for episode 22 of Film Music Fridays.
I forgot my chemistry book.
So who cares? I always forget my chemistry book and my math book and my English book and my, my French book. And, well, who needs books anyway? I don't need books. I always forget all my books. I mean, it doesn't really matter if you have your books or not. Hey, isn't that Devon Graham?
I don't think so.
I think he's cute. Hey, jerk! Speed kills!
Joke?
You know, Annie, someday you're gonna get us all into deep trouble.